You're listening to SBS News.
It's a national snapshot of the attitudes young Australians have about mental health. The Headspace National Youth Mental Health Survey asked 4,000 Australians aged between 12 and 25 about their views on a range of mental health-related issues. One third of those surveyed say they're experiencing high or very high levels of psychological distress, with only half saying they speak to someone about their problems. Key findings show 62% of those surveyed thought the mental health of young Australians is getting worse, with young women more likely to have that view than men. Respondents cited social media as the main contributor to poor mental health among young people. Jason Trethowen is the chief executive of Headspace.
37% of respondents referred to social media as the main reason. And other things that young people are saying is about expectations from family, school and community, and also work and study, particularly in specific times of the year, such as the end of school year. Pressures are leading to decline in their mental health and well-being.
Social media was named as the main reason for poor mental health, followed by expectations from family, school and community at 18%, work and study pressure at 6%, while drugs and alcohol, interpersonal problems and political issues also rated a mention. Nick Digan is the National Clinical Advisor at Headspace. He says the results highlight the changing concept of what connection now means to younger people.
Technology has been such a rapid evolution and particularly how it's been integrated into our lives over the last 5 to 10 years. So the challenge has been to try and have the research keep pace with the technology. And what we're now starting to see is that although there are some benefits with using social media platforms and technology and these devices, there are also a whole lot of risks.
Mr. Digan says the widespread and unregulated use of social media today is so heavily integrated into our lives that nobody yet knows what the long-term impact of this will be.
For example, you throw back maybe 50 years ago, people weren't so aware that tobacco was such a health risk, and until the science caught up and public health campaigns started. And it's almost like that same sort of thing. It was really heavily integrated into our lives, and it is. And it's likely to still become more so, but what we need to start doing is reflecting on, and this is what we're advocating for young people across Australia, start paying attention to your levels of social media use and technology use, and also pay attention to what impact it's having on your well-being.
Headspace is advocating a 7-tip approach for cultivating a healthy state of mind. These include pursuing activities that provide a sense of purpose, confidence and connection with others, eating and sleeping well, staying active and not being afraid to ask for help. Apeksha Das, who was part of the Headspace National Youth Reference Group, hopes the acknowledgement of youth mental health issues will encourage people to get support.
A lot of people are reaching out a lot more. A lot of people are talking about mental health a lot more. So I guess people are realising that things aren't okay, which is actually a really good thing.
Ms. Das is also encouraging people to remember that almost everyone has bad days, regardless of the image they portray to the world.
You're seeing what everyone's doing and you're seeing what's happening, and it's hard to just focus on yourself sometimes and just kind of bring it all back in. So I definitely agree that it's hard to not compare yourself to what other people are doing, and especially when everyone's kind of putting up the best of the best of themselves on social media, it's hard to remember that sometimes people have bad days and sometimes things aren't okay.
Listeners who would like to talk to someone can call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or contact headspace.org.au. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.